And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Colleen Dahlquist and Becky Peavy here to talk about the MS Walk, which is happening tomorrow. Colleen, why don't you tell us a bit about the walk?
Well, this is our third MS Walk, and it is tomorrow. Registration at 9:30 at Gary Paxton Industrial Park. The walk starts at 10. It's donations, a fundraiser, a fun time to get together, and we'll walk to Whale Park and back. So it'll just be a really great experience again. I know a lot of people will show up, and we'll just go from there.
So let's talk about what MS is.
MS is an illness that affects the nervous system in our body. And I kind of like to think about it as comparing the electrical wiring of our system. And electrical wires have protective coating around them so that they produce a strong signal as they travel through. And in MS, that protective wiring coating is kind of worn away, and it can cause shorting. So the message isn't always delivered to the different part of the body. So it's just unique in everybody. Who knows why? I don't know, but it affects. I wish I could remember the statistic in our country, but I can't at this moment. But.
Well, Colleen and Becky, would you mind talking a little bit about why both of you are involved in this?
Sure, Becky, why don't you start?
3 years ago, when I first heard about the MS Walk, I had just come back from Seattle. It was the first time I'd gone down and met the neurologist, and I'd just been diagnosed with MS. The walk was just about a month away, and I had a lot of anger towards the fact that this was a diagnosis I had just been given, and it looked like a good outlet for some of that anger, get to know some other people, and find different ways to deal with that.
So that was helpful for you in coming to terms with this and learning how to live and grow with this?
Yes, it was very much. Getting to talk with Colleen and a couple of other people in the community and find, you know, good resources to look into things and get to find out that there's still a lot left to do instead of just go out and buy that wheelchair.
So you felt like you had a little more control over what must have felt really out of your control at that point in your life.
Very. I felt like I had no control at all. I just remember we left the doctor's office and my husband asked me what I wanted to do, and I was like, I just want to go back to the hotel. We don't go to Seattle very often. There's lots of fun things to do there, and I didn't want to do any of them. I just wanted to go back to the hotel, and we just went back there, and we just sat there. It was the day before my birthday, and I didn't do anything until he's like, nope, you have to go and do something. We have to go and eat dinner. You have to do, you know. And I was like, okay. But other than that, I didn't want to do anything else the rest of the time. I was just very angry, very upset, very sad. Couldn't stop myself from crying. It was not the funnest experience, but the walk was it was almost empowering to see not only that there was other people that had the same diagnosis that could still do all these things that, from what I had already known at that age, I didn't know a lot of people with MS, and the people that I did had gotten MS before, there was a lot of these, you know, better treatments to deal with it, that it's not, that there's better care for it now, and to see their support systems, and the support just from overall from the community, from people that had shown up that weren't necessarily with somebody with MS specifically, but just there to support people in general.
You weren't alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Colleen?
Well, I was diagnosed, I want to say 11 or 12 years ago, and my daughter was in college in Idaho, and she started doing these walks with her community and was telling me about them and was very excited about them. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to do one here in town. So she inspired me to get this started. And so I reached out to Patricia Atkinson at a conference that I was at, and she was at that too. And we started talking about it, and she looped Dave Neutzel in, and then this was born 3 years ago. So yeah, it's a pretty exciting thing. And I've met so many wonderful people and consider both Patricia and David good friends. You know, just fun to be around and see when we get together. So,
Is Becky's journey that she was sharing with us familiar to you?
It is, yeah. Her same emotions. I just remember that day so clearly, you know, and And my, you know, my symptoms were different from hers. You know, I started with numbness in my feet. You know, I was a busy mom doing Girl Scouts. I was doing the fine arts camp nursing. It was so busy. And I just didn't, I ignored my symptoms and until they were at a point where I couldn't anymore. And the numbness was now up around my waist. And I thought, okay, I got to do something about this. So, but I went all through those same emotions, like simultaneously, and you can't weed them apart. You're just in shock. You know, I went home and just, I don't remember how I got home. I know it must have been my husband came and got me from from work. You know, I found out while I was at work. So, yeah, it was just crazy. But I do firmly believe in knowledge is power. And positive energy is healing, and stay around people who are have the same goals and stay active.
And that's what the MS Walk provides tomorrow. That community, that positive community.
Yeah, and I think it is important for someone newly diagnosed to see others that are completely functional, you know, doing their daily life and being involved as parents and volunteers and helping others.
Well, Becky, what were your first symptoms?
My very first symptom was numbness on one side of my face. We kind of just blew it off. Maybe I had a pinched nerve, something that was causing my face to go numb. It wasn't super irritating. It just kind of was there. But a few months after that, I woke up and couldn't see out of one side of my one of my eyes. And that's when we decided that we maybe actually had to take a look at it a little closer. So, and they were far enough apart that they were able to use those two as the first, as the two, markers.
Right. So she brings up like how things are diagnosed and what, it, which kind of leads into a conversation about what type of MS is this?
You know?
So what she's describing is what we both have as called, relapsing remitting MS. It's the most common form of MS. I think 85% of people diagnosed have this form. And you go through periods of where you have an exacerbation or a flare, and you don't know exactly what that's going to be until it happens.
Yeah.
And then you get better.
Yeah.
And then it can happen again or it can not, you know. So there's that form of MS. And then there's primary progressive, which where is only about 15% have that. And that's when you have a flare or those initial symptoms, and then you progressively get worse. And then there is secondary progressive, which is where you're diagnosed with relapsing remitting, and then you eventually plateau and you get worse. So, and there is a fair number of people who progress to that start with where we are.
So how do you both help yourselves when you have a flare-up? How do you support yourselves?
You want to go first?
Well, most of my flare-ups tend to function around, like, really bad migraines. They always seem to be, whatever the symptom is, it always seems to be associated with a migraine. And when I get a migraine, a really bad one, I cannot function at all. So I normally just end up staying in my room. It's completely dark. The TV doesn't get turned on. The door is not allowed to be opened if the hall light is on. And then my husband pretty much just takes care of me the entire time until I can function again. And the migraines, they just get so bad that it doesn't matter. You know, I could go to the doctor and they could attempt to, you know, give me some pain medication, but the pain medications don't work. So it's like, okay, I can take something that doesn't work or I can just stay at home and deal with the fact that I know that eventually this is going to stop. And, you know, I do have my family and they're there to help me. So
one of the things, I just keep in the back of my head is my neurologist who I loved her dearly is Jean Milliken. She passed away and we're very sad about that. And one of the things she said is, you know, if it goes away after a little bit at a time, don't worry about it. If it doesn't go away, then go see somebody, you know. So I pay more attention to my body. I pay more attention to, okay, how long has this been kind of nagging at me? But my symptoms, I think, are more silent. I don't get migraines like that. I don't have things that necessarily keep me from work. I might drop things more often or have numbness for a little while. My finger might go numb for a little while. And I just recognize it. And I just slow down. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, this is my time. My body's telling me to just slow down a little bit, take it easy for a minute. And so I'll go for a walk or, you know, do something different.
It sounds like that's sort of what both of you do. You check in with your bodies. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if this has deepened or changed your appreciation for your relationship with your bodies in any way.
I know it has for me. It gave me permission to say no. Mm-hmm. You know, as a busy mom, you know, I just was recalling that time when I was doing everything, you know, planning parties, doing this, doing that, marching in parades, you know. And then I realized, gosh, I can back down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't have to explain why. I can just say no, and it's between me and myself. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I felt like my body gave me permission to be more advocate more for myself.
Right.
I'm still right in the middle of that very busy mom section. but yeah, I feel like I can understand what my body's trying to tell me more. Mm-hmm. And whether or not, I mean, I know my body was probably trying to tell me these things before, but I never listened to it.
Right.
But now I can say, okay, yeah, no. I probably shouldn't go and do whatever it is that we're, whatever the activity or plan is, because I need to rest. I need to stay home. I'm too fatigued. I need to, you know, if I'm going to be able to have any energy to do anything tomorrow, I need to save some energy tonight. Mm-hmm. And that would have never been something that I would have paid attention to before.
And giving yourself permission.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you both.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
And the MS Walk is tomorrow, Colleen. Really quickly again, when, where?
9:30 registration, Gary Paxton Industrial Park. We'll walk to Whale Park and back. And just one little plug for the bistro at the hospital, providing cookies at Whale Park.
Great. So, yeah. Thanks so much, both of you.
Thank you.